Bloom. I remember the first time picking a rose, my eyes drawn to a bush whose petals were fading, some browned, some wilted. A thorn pricked me, leaving a scar barely visible, a minuscule pain I could shake off. Unaffected, I reached again, only to be cut, a warning to pull back. As blood oozed from my wound, my eyes brightened, imagining what it could become with a little care. So I reached again, my hands guiding me deeper, until I became entangled, thorns wrapping around my arms, pressing into skin, as if to hold me still. Gently, I tugged, careful not to lose what petals remained. Who would she be without them? Weary with no relief, I pulled with all of my strength, uprooting her from that place, petals falling, surrounding to the ground, as if they were never meant to stay attached to lifeless roots. I planted her roots in fresh soil, a new patch of light where nothing could dim her bloom. This time, the rose unfurled with a fierce, radiant beauty, petals a striking crimson, stems a peaceful green, and she was free because she dared to let go of what weighed her down and grow into herself. We were planning our future. I could see myself in the mirror, admiring my white dress in awe, reaching for my bouquet. I could hear the soft notes of a ballad guiding my steps down the aisle, petals scattered beneath my feet. I pictured you waiting at the altar, tears brimming in your eyes, your nerves trembling as I reached for your hand. I heard your heart spilling over in a sonnet, felt the warmth of your fingers sliding a ring onto mine, heard the cheers as we sealed our vow with a kiss. Was it all a fever dream? Just a fantasy worth rehearsing, the image you helped paint, the vows you whispered, the dreams you handed me like a fragile bouquet. When did your heart shift? What morning did you wake and see me as less? Or did you never truly love me? Was it easy to vanish? No ache, no apology. Were you always just selling me a dream? So yes, I need time to grieve the life we were meant to live. Bloom. I remember the first time picking a rose, my eyes drawn to a bush whose petals were fading, some browned, some wilted. A thorn pricked me, leaving a scar, barely visible, a minuscule pain I could shake off. Unaffected, I reached again, only to be cut, a warning to pull back. As blood oozed from my wound, my eyes brightened, imagining what it could become with a little care. So I reached again, my hands guiding me deeper until I became entangled, thorns wrapping around my arms, pressing into skin as if to hold me still. Gently, I tugged, careful not to lose what petals remained. Who would she be without them? Weary with no relief, I pulled with all of my strength, uprooting her from that place, petals falling, surrendering to the ground, as if they were never meant to stay attached to lifeless roots. I planted her roots in fresh soil, a new patch of light where nothing could dim her bloom. This time, the rose unfurled with a fierce, radiant beauty, petals a striking crimson, stems a peaceful green. And she was free because she dared to let go of what weighed her down and grow into herself. We were planning our future. I could see myself in the mirror, admiring my white dress, in awe, reaching for my bouquet. I could hear the soft notes of a ballad guiding my steps down the aisle, petals scattered beneath my feet. I pictured you waiting at the altar, tears brimming in your eyes, your nerves trembling as I reached for your hand. I heard your heart spilling over in a sonnet, felt the warmth of your fingers sliding a ring onto mine, heard the cheers as we sealed our vow with a kiss. Was it all a fever dream? just a fantasy worth rehearsing? The image you helped paint, the vows you whispered, the dreams you handed me like a fragile bouquet. When did your heart shift? What morning did you wake and see me as less? Or did you never truly love me? Was it easy to vanish? No ache, no apology. Were you always just selling me a dream? So yes, I need time to grieve the life we were meant to live.